This is Lorraine Christie. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having a great Monday night, which means that it is 5-Minute Monday. Like someone so kindly pointed out that my last episode actually ran over 5 minutes, so I will try my very best not to do that this evening. And I am recording this episode in my vehicle, which has kind of been the theme of my Monday night 5-Minute Mondays. But I did want to do something a little different, and I'm actually going to read you some scripture. Don't get scared, it's only 2 verses, and it's actually found in the book of Luke, chapter 1. And this is where the angel comes to Mary to let her know that she's going to bear a child, and not just any child, the Savior of the world, you know, pressure, right? And the scripture that's actually very, the most popular, I think, that people quote is verse 37, and that says, "But nothing is impossible for God," which is true, and I love that scripture, and I've quoted it. But I think a revelation that I've gotten actually takes place in the next verse that I think is just as powerful, and it's verse 38, and it said, "Mary answered, 'I am the Lord's servant. Let everything you've said happen to me.'" And I know what a blessing this scripture's been to my life when there's been times where I felt like God was, you know, speaking into my life, or times that I felt like God has given me a dream about something and a desire about something. And my response sometimes is so opposite of the scripture. And I was so overwhelmed by fear, overwhelmed by the mistakes of my past, or overwhelmed with the fear of failing in the future, that I didn't understand, or I told God, like, no, like, I think you're talking to the wrong person. But when I started praying this scripture, I feel like it started helping change my mindset. And now I pray, God, no matter what you have for me or the things that you give me, like, let it happen to me. And I just wanted to encourage someone that's listening to this that feels like, God, I don't know why you want to use me, or I'm so afraid of missing the mark or missing the will of your will in my life, that sometimes our response to God is not what it needs to be. And so I just pray that you'll start to pray this, that whatever God has said to you, or whatever God has said about you, or whatever dreams he's given you, or things that have been spoken into your life, let your response be, "Let everything you've said happen to me." And that's my prayer. And I hope that's my prayer for you, whoever's listening to this, that all the dreams that God has given you and all the things that God has spoken into your life, like, I hope those things come true. And I hope that all of that comes to fruition. But I think we just have to make sure that we don't get in our own way, that we don't allow the fears a failure or the mistakes in our past, or even just the fear of failing in the future, stand in our way. But let's start responding to God's calls in our life. Let's start responding to God's dreams in our life and say, God, let it happen to me. No matter how crazy it sounds, I know it's possible for you. So that's all I had for you guys today. And I just want to say, keep moving forward and keep seeking God and keep seeking the will of God in your life and keep reaching dreams. And I just pray that this scripture could be a blessing to you. So I'm also looking forward to our next Friday episode that my cousin Roberta and her husband Michael will be on. So I hope you guys listen to that. All right. Well, you will hear from me on Friday. Have a good night.